Welcome to the last sweet but salty episode of 2025. Obviously, this is not a goodbye forever. It's a goodbye to the old year. And as I've said during my wonderful Christmas and Advent special, I want to reflect on 2025, and I really want to be honest and maybe give you a little bit of motivation for the new year that goes beyond resolutions that get thrown out of the window within 24 hours after New Year's Eve. So, and I'm not excluding myself. I've been guilty of that myself. So, or not guilty. Guilty is not a good word, but I've done it as well. Yeah, so let's jump right in. 2025 was a challenging year for me. I started the year in a really bad place emotionally, mentally, and I slowly made my way back. I got promoted at work, which is very great and surprising, given the fact that I couldn't work for a couple of weeks because I was just so anxious and depressed. And so at work, everything went well. And I'm just thinking, I want more. I really want more. I want more out of life. And I want to be a lot more creative than I've been. Even though I started my 365 days of art challenge, so it's a daily art challenge where I do something creative every single day, and I'm not like tying it to a specific medium or anything. I just do what I feel like, and oftentimes I'll draw. And that was really good because it removed the pressure from having to be productive in the context of art making and creativity. But it enabled me and it created a space for me to express myself at the same time. So that was really good. And I'm basically almost halfway through the challenge, or like in a month or so. And yeah, I'm just excited to make more art and to make art that is a lot more meaningful and a lot more concise than what I'm doing right now, because at the moment it's quite eclectic. So a different technique or a different story or subject in every single piece. And I just want to make art that is serial. So when it came to my private life, I'm actually becoming a loner more and more. I'm as single as ever, and I'm not really mad about it. I'm very grateful for my family. And I feel like the new year is going to be my year. Maybe you feel that too, and that has a particular reason. Maybe if you believe in numerology, next year has the number one. So it's the beginning of something new, a new cycle, just a new way of being. And that's really exciting and opens so many more opportunities, and also it's going to be a lot easier to manifest things and to make them real. And so I've been jumping between topics, so I want to end in a very concise way, and I'm going to do that by telling you what and how I set up my bullet journal for the new year. Maybe it inspires you, maybe it helps you to kind of streamline your thoughts. I always start the year with a text that is written from my heart of all the things I desire. I create a vision board, which is full of pictures that remind me of what I want and what my priorities are. Funnily enough, on my vision board, there's nothing that has anything to do with work. So we'll see how that goes. I have a little calendar set up, and then I focus on my priorities. I pick 3 priorities per year, and then 3 goals per priority, so 9 goals, which is a lot, to be honest, but I had the feeling that I can shoulder it. And those are all goals that are very dear to my heart, and I couldn't really go without anything. So my top 3 priorities for the new year are health, art or creativity, and love. Yes. And I always make sure to have a list of the things I've achieved and my successes. So important, because as time goes by, you kind of forget what you've done. So it's very good if you can just collect your achievements per month. So look back at the month and see what you've achieved and write down your successes. and the things you've learned. I've also found that very helpful. I jot down about 3 things I've learned per month, and that really helps me. And I usually write somewhat of a recap of every single month at the end of the month or at the beginning of a new month. And the recaps are very helpful. And in the past, I focused a lot on what has happened and not so much on my goals. And I want to change that. So I'm going to reflect every single month. Where am I now? Where do I want to be? And what are my goals for the coming month? And that's kind of how I want to go about it. And then for the end of the year, I always prepare a spread with a recap space for the entire year where I can just write freely and just collect everything that's on my mind in regards to the past year. So I really hope that you've had a good 2025. And if you didn't, don't be sad. A new year is coming and it's going to be your chance to really fulfill all of your dreams and wishes. And the only thing you need to do is believe in yourself and have faith that God is on your side and by your side. Or if you don't really believe in God, know that life pays any price you ask of it. So make sure to ask the right things. All right, this was my little reflection of the past year. Thank you so much for tuning in. I wish you a wonderful New Year's Eve, a wonderful start to 2026. I'm very excited and I want to thank you for tuning in. Means a lot to me. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. As always, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I'll catch you in 2026. Bye.